Now the atomic clock is off.
We're going to get started then. You're here on time and we welcome you to our board meeting. We're glad that you're here. And we will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I think we'll begin. I just wanted to just read a statement that we prepared. I know some of you are here for the athletic portion of this meeting. So we mentioned that we were conducting a survey in the fall. And after the recommendation from principal at Emory High, the board is going to improve the addition of a girls golf and boys soccer for this year. And also upon the recommendation of the school administration, a decision on girls soccer will come this spring after reviewing the participation rates. And verifying that we have enough girls to fill the team without negatively impacting the other girls' fall sports already established at the high school. This may require an early commitment and signups in the spring for those girls interested. We're also going to stipulate for the first few years the continuation of these sports, golf and soccer, will be determined by participation, the funding that's available, and the impact they have on existing school programs. We'll ask the school administration to give the board feedback on the implementation and impacts of these new sports. So it's just kind of a trial. We need to see how this is all going to work. We also ask that the proponents of these sports follow through with the commitments made to this to solicit donations and raise funds to offset the startup costs. I think that was brought up in with these two sports. The coaches' pay for girls' golf would be set at the same level as the boys' golf, $1,100 per season. And the coaches' pay for boys' soccer would be set the same rate as boys' baseball and girls' softball, which would be $1,639 head coach and $1,100 for one assistant. So we'll now entertain a motion from the board for approval, unless there's questions or concerns.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a question.
Let's do this.
Is it still okay with those that are proponents of the sports to come through and help us with funding on it? And
I'm okay. Seeing the nods as
okay.
I'm reading that. Okay.
Great. Then
I think
it.
It's
the
startup costs are the big concern, really.
Absolutely. And we've looked at several options there, and I've done a little bit of homework and stuff. And so I'll
great.
Yeah, continue.
Thank you.
You know, I would say after, I have a question.
Go ahead. That's fine. Sure.
You want me to wait until after you?
No, no.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
No, if it, we want all everything to be considered before we make that motion.
Absolutely. I was just curious as far as, obviously, I've talked to Mr. Davis, and we're going to have to advertise for coaches to fill in coaching positions and stuff. I guess what I'm asking is, do you want me to hang tight for a little bit until you get that coaching position filled, depending on who it is? You know, obviously, you know, I would like to be involved in that. I mean, as far as getting the funding started,
right,
and purchasing stuff, I mean, you want me to hang tight until I get
the discussion between Mr. Davis and I is that we need to advertise immediately, because
okay.
You can't wait any longer. We, you know, if we're going to start this program in the fall, we've got to start ordering things.
Absolutely.
Mr. Davis has already talked to the region board, alerted them to the fact that we may would probably be adding these sports so that they can get into the schedule.
Correct.
He has not talked with some of the 1A schools, because some participation will be with 1A schools for soccer.
Correct.
And he's just waiting word from the board, and then that will happen immediately.
Okay.
I don't think it would hurt to, and I'm not speaking for the board, they'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it would hurt to start soliciting those donations. But as quickly as that coach is hired, then obviously, it needs to be coordinated through the coach.
Okay, absolutely.
And obviously, after our motion here tonight, it falls upon the principal and the athletics. So those are the ones that you should work with.
Contact through them.
Right.
Go, so.
Right.
And I just wanna say as part of this too, I appreciate the passion and the energy and the information that's been collected.
Yeah.
The work on the proponents of these sports. I think it has worked well and I think it's provided good information. Again, we've gotta see how it works. We're introducing two sports. We did have a co-ed golf team for a long time and they split it in 2007, which honestly, I wasn't aware they had split it at that time. But with soccer, that's a major addition. And we've got to watch it and build it and make sure it works. But I appreciate those of you who have worked so hard to help us through this, and it's gone through the right process, and I certainly concur with the board's decision on it. So.
And I hope you continue to have that enthusiasm as it gets started and gets going. Okay. All right, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we wish you the best of luck. Hope it's a very successful program, and you're welcome to stay for the rest, or you can, we'll let you go.
Is,
oh, okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
The survey results were interesting.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
interesting.
They were.
We have.
They're a little, you got to be careful, though, because we had, for example, we had 27 girls indicate interest in tennis, and we had 5 show up for
right.
tryouts.
Yes.
They do have 12 now on the tennis team, but.
And that's the other thing. I was curious. Can we reveal the survey numbers? Do you know them yet? Is that something that's public knowledge yet?
Yeah, we have. I can. We can
yeah,
get your
we
copy.
Have them.
Can I just send an email to you and then just email it to me?
You bet.
Right,
that would be great. It's mine's on the website, but I can give it to you now too if you want to write it down. It's just Kirk KIRK. At emoryschools.org, and I would be happy to email you a copy of the survey.
There definitely was interest there.
We even have
Quidditch
mentioned.
That's what it
was. I knew there was a couple
Harry Potter fans.
People obviously were not taking it very seriously.
I thought it was hilarious.
Quidditch coach.
Yeah, I did too. I would like to get a Quidditch team. Just can't fly around very good.
That's the one that really.
That's right.
Quidditch.
Any other comments before we move on? Well, thank you. We will go to the warrants, the minutes for September 2013 meeting, financial reports for September 2013. Any questions on those?
I move we accept them as they were presented to us.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? We have personnel actions, names for approval.
We have none.
Okay.
Oh, this is none right there.
Yeah.
Oh. Policy action, new policy, JLDBA, suicide prevention.
Yes, we have a new policy, suicide prevention. It is required by Utah code after this last legislative session. I've sent you a copy of the policy. However, I've made a couple of minor changes. I'll make you aware of those before you vote on the policy, as soon as I find it. I don't know if you have your copy with you or not, but I can explain it to you. It's that the changes are on pages 3 and 4, but on page 3, under discipline, part B, it says there, the parents should be requested to come to school to get the student, or the student should be escorted home. And I've added to that, that they should be escorted home by at least 2 school personnel.
Oh, that's good.
Marie indicated that to me that was a concern she had, and I concur with
that's
that.
A good,
on
yeah.
part D of that policy also, I just made a wording change. It now says when a student appears to be a serious suicide threat, the parent does not seem able or willing to provide the necessary supervision, a report of neglect should be made by the school to DCFS. The wording I had there was confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the page 4 at the top, part F, it says, I think on there, that school personnel should stay with the suicidal person until professional help arrives. I put at least 2 school personnel should stay with the suicidal person, just as a precaution. So with those 3 changes, I'm recommending the board approve this policy. Also, I just let you know that in relation to this policy, we will also be conducting a youth protection seminar for parents, and that will be held on October 15th at 6 o'clock at Emory High School. And we will be discussing or providing information there on suicide prevention, on internet safety, bullying, and substance abuse. We will have involved in that the Sheriff's Department, mental health, and our Southeast Education Service Center. Oh, the other one is, did I say internet safety? I didn't, did I?
No.
Internet safety would be the other also. It'll run about an hour and a half. It'll be very quick information. We're going to have to go through a lot in a short period of time. So we'll just be providing some information and then some resources for parents who may want to find more information on those things. So in relation to that suicide prevention policy, we are having this youth protection seminar for parents on that night, October 15th.
At what time?
At 6 o'clock. And it'll be in the, planning it for the little theater. The little theater holds 144 people. We can add 20 chairs to that. If we have a larger crowd, we'll move to the auditorium. But we'd rather have that room filled than have the auditorium spread out with, you know, just a few people.
Yeah, it's easier to hear.
So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I recommend the board approve that the suicide prevention policy.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Let's go to the approval of school plans. School implementation, improvements, staff development, and elementary reading.
You received copies of each of the school plans. This year, the elementary schools were to submit a school improvement plan, a staff development plan, and a reading plan. And those are there for each school. Secondary schools are required to submit a school improvement plan and staff development plan. The child routing access plan is no longer required by law. So, I did read all of these plans. I noticed several variations of the spelling of Dibbles, which, by the way, is D-I-B-E-L-S. It's the dynamic indicators, the basic.
Element.
Go ahead, Kim.
English?
Well, it's literacy skills anyway.
English
early literacy skills. There you go.
Early.
That's the assessment that's used right now, our basic assessment. We have two assessments, the course, those where there's a, we have the core test, and then we have the Dibbles test, which has three or four parts to it. Mm-hmm. You may have seen Dibbles Days in there. The Dibbles Days is the comprehension part of the Dibbles next exam that was given to the K through 3 students. So if you have any questions on the plans, I can try to answer them for you. There's, like I say, there's about 200 pages there of reading. Most of the plans are very similar each year. They have very similar goals. Some of the data changes depending on the test scores. All of the schools have received those assessment results and gone through them and have, I think, done a pretty good job of writing their plan based on the assessment results of the students, and I'd recommend that the board approve the school plans. These school plans are approved by the local school community councils before they come to me and to you, so they have been approved by the school community councils.
I move that we approve them.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, request for leave without pay.
We have two employees who have requested leave above 5 days. I think probably only one was in your packet.
Right.
We got the second one just over the weekend. But these are both part-time employees. The first is Katie Bailing, Title I resource aide at Farron Elementary, I believe, yes. And the second is Audrey Wynn, who is a part-time kindergarten teacher. Is Audrey also at Farron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it maternity leave?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Katie's actually is requested to begin at the start of the school year, but we didn't get it until after September's board meeting, so there wasn't a whole lot we could do other than bring it to this board meeting. And then Audrey is requesting for March 1st to April 7th of 2014. So it's well in advance.
Okay. Any questions with that? Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
Well, I would move that we grant them a leave.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's have the principal's report. Principal Jones?
I'd like to welcome you all here to our school. And thank you so much for the support that you give us every year. We really appreciate it. We want to just inform you about some of the things we're doing here at our school. One of the things that we do, we measure everything we do through a sieve. And there's one thing that everything has to meet, and that doesn't benefit the students at our school. And if it does, then we'll take a look at it and see if we can work it in. Last year, we had a reading program that was purchased by the state of Utah and administered to our kindergarten and first grade students. It's a computerized reading program. It was called Ticket to Read. This year, we are lucky again. We were able to secure a reading program purchased by the state of Utah. And of course, along with that, we have to have a commitment that we'll use the program appropriately. And of course, that's what we want to do. And the program we have this year is called Success Maker. And it is a really good reading program. And this year, it will serve kids kindergarten through the third grade. And the teachers are excited about it. The computer techs are excited about it. As soon as, I don't know for sure yet if the contract's been signed upstate, but that's what they were waiting for. And then the software will be given to us and downloaded on our system. Actually, it doesn't even have to be that. It's an online program where the kids can just access the program and work on it at home and receive their passwords, and their parents can work on the program with them. It's a really good program.
This was legislative funding that was allocated 2 years ago. And there were certain number of schools that were allowed to participate by application. Cottonwood was selected to participate in this particular.
Okay.
Well, it was actually a different program, and then that company didn't resubmit a proposal. So they went to another program, and it's an online program, and kind of excited to participate and see how it works. So.
Yeah, they're really going to monitor it. They're going to monitor it right down to the student and make sure the students use the program, the recommended time, which is, I think, for the younger kids, it's 20 minutes, 4 days a week. And I think grades 2 and 3, I think it moves up just a little bit more, maybe 25, 30 minutes, 4 days a week. But, you know, if you get a chance to use a program like this, you want to use it to the phone, you know, to the fullest. So we won't have any problem with that. They're going to watch that really close and monitor it and tie it into the Gibble scores to see if it, you know, is helping the legislator. They have to always see results.
So they do it. Do they do it at school or do they do it at home? Yeah.
We're going to be doing it at school, the recommended time.
Okay.
Anything done at home is in addition to that.
Okay.
But they can access it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's a good idea.
Well, that is nice.
The parents everything they need to learn how to access it at home. And that'll just be in addition to what is required.
Okay.
So that's good. We're just getting results back now from our first set of Dibble scores. And we have changed. The kindergarten through third grade have been doing a program called MClass Dibbles, which is all online. And the teachers give them the test with an iPad, and the results are immediate. I can access the results right on my computer as soon as the teacher submits. It's graded and everything that fast. And there are a tremendous amount of reports that go with it. It looks at the class as a whole, and then it breaks the kids down into groups. It even groups the kids according to the same skills needed. And then it breaks each student down into each student, what each student needs in reading. And so it's a tremendous program. And this year we were able to purchase it for the upper grades also. And so all of our teachers have iPads, and they're all are in the process. Most of them have already are already done. Some are just right close to being finished. And when they get that information, then they're going to start using it, especially in the lower grades right now, to break the kids into groups. And they already have a plan established where they'll be working with each one of those groups in the morning and in the areas the students meet. And it's really going to be helpful. And the upper grade teachers now are getting more used to the program. They're seeing the benefits. They're seeing the reporting that's there immediately. You don't have to wait for the information to be sent to the company and then generated, the reports generated. It's just all automatic. And it's a very, very good program. The teachers are excited about that. The upper grades, of course, are also using the state COVID test results from last spring. Of course, doing the test grades 3 through 6, so they're not available for first and second grade. So they use most of the DIBELS and the STAR test and the test they give in the classroom. And that's how they look at identifying the students and their needs. The upper grades are using the DIBELS and the CORE test now to address students' needs in their classrooms. And when they're doing this, we also look at the students who are really struggling. And those students, we have special meetings that includes the teacher, myself, all of our resource teachers, and if applicable, we'll bring the instructional assistants in when they need to for their part in the educational process. And what we do is we create an individual learning plan for every one of those students. And those students are monitored weekly with what's called progress monitoring with the DIBELS program, with the MCLAS DIBELS program. And that way we get quick reports weekly on how we're doing, if we need to adjust the plan, whatever we need to do. Kids that are doing better, we test every 3 weeks. Kids that are right at the top, we test monthly, just to make sure they're not falling backward. And so we can keep a pretty good handle on those students and keep moving them along. We have another program called the 6-Minute Solution, which is more or less a program that has been copied off. I think I've talked to you about this before. But we have two full filing cabinets, one for the lower grade, one for the upper grade. And it breaks everything on the DIBELS test down into really usable documents so that the teachers can use them in the classrooms. They send them home with the students at night, and the parents will go over. They've been instructed how to go over with the and help the students in the areas of need and sign the papers, bring them back the next day. It's a very, very useful program. We have a magnetic board in our faculty room where we keep track of the DIBELS scores on a regular basis. First of all, when the kids take the test, they're assigned a color, just like on the DIBELS test itself. If they're red, they need extensive amount of help. If they're yellow, they're right in the middle. If they're green, they're doing very, very well. And so that color stays with them all year, but as they're tested throughout the year, they can move either from the extensive help area up to the middle range or to the high range. And so we can see by that, if we have students in the high range that are red, have a red sticker by their name, we can see the progress they've been making. And so this board is very helpful and very useful for the teachers and for myself to identify the students that really need help. And then that's how we work with those students also. As our teachers work with these students, they also keep in mind, and we've went over several books of reading training in the faculty room. And they keep in mind the 5 major components of reading, which is phonetic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, reading comprehension, and fluency. And those are the areas that they really strive to teach reading in. This year we'll be using a new writing program called Utah Writes. And it's a program funded by the state. I'm not sure if we have placed the program or not.
It's free right now, but it's going to be integrated into the new SAGE. They call it the new SAGE,
yeah,
but it's for this year, it's free, yeah.
And it will help with this is the last year of our fifth grade writing test. now all the riding will be tested through the SAGE program, through the test that more or less will be given as a benchmark in the fall and in the spring to show student growth. And so with this riding program directly related to the testing program, it should be helpful. As you know, probably know, we have a cabinet containing 25 iPads that now is being used a lot more regularly. We have in our plans with our medical money to purchase another cabinet and start filling it with iPads so we can get those in the classrooms better. We're trying right now to make better connections with our wireless internet system so that the kids can work on their reading programs that are computerized right in the classroom and not just in the computer room, and they're really helpful with the students. The teachers really like them. Our PTA is really helping us with the reading program this year again. Corinda Stilson and Lacey Tuttle. Corinda Stilson is the lady that's in charge of getting volunteers in our school, and she's doing a great job with that. It's still a little slow getting started this year, but she's calling mothers on the phone and doing everything she can think of to help include mothers and grandmothers and anybody that can to come to our school and help with reading volunteering. And Lacey is in charge of that home reading program where the kids have a calendar and they monitor their home time. The younger grades are expected to read 20 minutes a day for 4 days a week, while the older grades are expected to read 30 minutes a day for 4 days a week. And then rewards are given to these kids. The PTA completely monitors the calendars and keeps track of the reading of the students and the papers that come in, the calendars that come in. So that gives us our teachers a lot of help. We have one of the programs we use in staff development is a program that you're well aware of probably called Media360. It's a Utah-based program, but now it's a really nationally recognized program. And we use it to help in our faculty meetings with our teachers. You can about find any area for teacher improvement or staff improvement or development that you want with this program. And we're also really starting to take a look at the new teacher instrument that we'll use next year to evaluate teachers. And we're using that as a lot of our faculty meeting training. And the teachers were going slowly because it's a very comprehensive program. And they need to get a really good understanding of the program. Carol Stilton is in charge of our awards club. It's called our Club 200. And when we catch kids doing good things, they get a gold ticket, and their name gets put on the 200 board. If we get 10 in either horizontally or vertically, those kids are the winners, and they get either a trinket from the prize category box, or they get the mystery envelope. And the mystery envelope will contain things like 20 minutes basketball in the gym with Mr. Jones, or early for PE, or you get to take a buddy and be first in lunch line, or something like that, some kind of incentive. Most of the kids pick the envelope rather than the trinket. It's kind of surprising. But,
Who'd want to play basketball with you for 20
years? Yeah, he wants to beat me. As you can see, we have really bought in to try and keeping up with everything that's going on. And there's a lot going on. When you have a totally new evaluation system for everyone involved in education, plus a new testing program and a new core the teachers are getting into and getting used to, there's a lot of training going on. And we're trying to focus our faculty meetings on training instead of just dates. And so I have on the board written down there, check your emails daily, because that's what we're going to use to push the dates out of things that are happening at the school, like the different assemblies, like the NetSmart Assembly, teaches kids how to use the internet safely, and all the different assemblies that take place at school. We're really trying to concentrate our faculty meetings on staff development, staff improvement. And once again, I'd really like to thank you for all your support and everything you've given us. You're tremendous, so thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I was just looking over your school improvement program, and it was in great detail. I appreciated your use of technology, your use of PTA to get into the homes, involving the parents. So things that you can do to improve is great. We appreciate all that you do at Cottonwood Elementary and your staff as well. So thank you very much. We have the business administrator's report.
I believe in our last board meeting, we were in the middle of our audit. And we finished, we didn't have any exceptions, which was good. And we should have a full report for the board at next month's meeting. The report that we give to you, the comprehensive financial report, will look the same. But the way we're reporting our data to the state office and the transparency website and the state auditor's office has all changed this year. Principal Jones talked about new.
That's new.
Seems to be the name of the game.
New.
Everything's new. I don't know if I'd say improved, but it's new. So we've been struggling through that this last month. It's honestly taken a good part of our time this last month just working through some of those things, but we're getting there.
So it's not simplified, huh?
The report that used to take me 4 hours to do, I'm on about day 12 now.
Oh, gee.
So.
That is simplified.
Yeah,
it?
That's, yeah.
That's the way the government simplifies things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't have a whole lot more to report because that's what we've been doing.
You've been doing.
Okay.
So.
Oh, good. Well, we appreciate what you do.
So we'll meet early next month?
Yes, we will meet at 6 o'clock
six.
For
where
the auditor's report.
Kay.
Will they
remember?
Come this time or?
I think they're planning on coming. Yeah.
Telepathically do it.
Telepathically. I ought to be able to do that by
for
now.
For some reason, Roy, they don't like going to Green River.
Well, why
I don't
not?
Know
hey,
what it is.
I don't know either.
They will when it's got a Walmart.
You bet they will.
Do you know where we're at next month?
I'm thinking in...
Farron?
Yeah.
Farron? Is it
Farron? Farron, that's... No.
Yeah, we would.
I'll tell you.
We are moving that way.
Huntington?
Huntington?
Is it Huntington?
Well, this is
I think it is Huntington.
Oh, in the Administrative Council, yes.
Okay.
Huntington Elementary School.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
So, yeah, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Superintendent's report?
I only have just a couple of items. I've attached tonight the results of our SHARP survey, which is, for those that don't know, is our student health and risk prevention survey conducted every other year. Deals with school safety issues. It deals with drug and alcohol use and dangerous behaviors. We haven't really had a chance to study it. We just barely received it. But I've given it to you so that if you're having a hard time going to sleep, you can look through all of the charts and graphs.
Yeah, it is interesting.
There is some interesting data. Keep in mind, though, when you see some of the bar graphs really high, that's usually an indication that they are asking a question. For example, if a student indicates in here that they, let's say we have a seventh grader and they say they have smoked marijuana in the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they answer yes, and let's say there's seven or eight kids that said yes, then they'll ask those kids to respond to something like, did you get it from a family member? Did you get it from a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it from, mm-hmm. And so it'll show the percentage of students, of those six or seven students who got their
right.
marijuana yeah. from what source.
Right.
Now they don't have to identify, you know, the name, but so some of the bar graphs look really high, but it's because they're asking individual smaller groups of students questions about those that responded yes. But for your information, you can look through that. And we have it broken down by school. If you're interested in getting it by school, I can certainly email it to you. Also, just a reminder that the School Boards Association regional meeting is on the 8th of October at 6 o'clock, Carbon District Office. Is there anyone who is not planning to be there? We need to probably give them a count soon. I'm surprised they haven't called.
I'm planning on it.
I'm planning on it.
I'm planning on it.
Okay. And also I've attached here a copy of our last administrative, well, maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
No, it's here.
It's here.
Okay, our last administrative council minutes that I got before I sent the packet out to you. I received those and have included them for you to look through the items that we discussed in our last meeting with our administrators. So, and that's all I have, but we do have a closed, one closed session item on possible litigation.
Okay. Are there any public comments? Appreciate you, yeah.
I just want to say thanks again. I know I've had my fair share of comments and everything, and I appreciate everybody's consideration, you know, Ms. Callahan and Mr. Citrin, and being able to discuss things with them and talk openly and, you know, and everything. And I just want to say I appreciate it. And this is such a huge...
Well, we just hope it really works.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a sports fan. I want to see it work.
I'll continue to work my heart out.
Okay.
I'm not a
I don't have any
fan,
doubts.
Yeah.
He even tried to recruit two of my daughters the other day and doesn't even know it. So.
Yeah, I do know what I realized.
And we appreciate the respectful and
yes.
courteous way in which you presented
yep.
and
yep.
have dealt with us. Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
Great, thanks.
And thanks for staying through the whole meeting. That's
yeah,
a big
yeah,
deal.
Well, it wasn't that long tonight.
It was a short one tonight.
Yeah, this is pretty short.
Fast. I thought that would be a
short one tonight.
Well, good
anyway,
luck. Good luck to you.
Oh, I move that we. Did we already do
yeah,
that? No.
No.
We haven't. Move that we go into closed session for personnel item? Or
no, it's
a
litigation.
Possible
litigation
item?
Okay. Who are we suing?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Oh, my.